The following podcast is brought to you by Pro Wrestling Connect, Australia's newest choice for event management and brand development specializing in pro wrestling.
And now the B Plus Wrestling Podcast. Watch global. Support local. It's the B Plus Wrestling Podcast.
The move.
B plus.
Check it out. Here we go.
You wanna mess with us? That's what's standing on the ground. Standing on the ground. You wanna mess with us? That's what's standing on the ground.
Hello and welcome to the Wrestling Landscape Podcast. I am your host, Lance Larson, and the Wrestling Landscape Podcast is the casual wrestling podcast, the informal wrestling podcast. On today's episode, we are talking about the WWE Network brands, the WWE Network shows, including 205 Live, NXT, NXT UK, and Evolve 131. That's right. Once you get your show put on the WWE Network, find it hard to categorize you as an indie. Now, all their shows are on the network, so it's not like they can't be categorized that way. But it looks like that might happen. So we'll see. But for right now, we're just covering Evolve 131 before we get into the weekly TV episodes. So Evolve's 10th anniversary show, Evolve 131, took place this past Saturday night, July the 13th, head-to-head, of course, with AEW Fight for the Fallen. As has been reported many places, this is a countermeasure by WWE. Typical Vince McMahon, as reported by Dave Meltzer. So let's jump into the show that countered it, which in my opinion, and many others actually, this was a better wrestling show. I had heard that passed along before I even watched the show, because I saw Fight for the Fallen live, and I didn't see this until Tuesday, I think it was. I had heard this was a better wrestling show, and I sat down and watched it, and I was like, yeah, this was a better wrestling show than Fight for the Fallen. So let's break it down. The opener. We had Josh Briggs defeating Anthony Green. Good match. Some cool moves, well thought out spots. Not terribly clean, a little bit of sloppiness, hurt it some, but still an enjoyable match. The crowd liked it as an opener. It worked supremely. Josh Briggs gets the win, which is important for later on, but we'll get to that. Solid opener. Briggs gets the win. Moving on to the second match on the card, we had Steven Wolf. This was, by the way, the first Evolve show I had ever seen. So if you're looking for context in my analysis, that's it. We had Steven Wolf in the second bout, winning a four-way over Harlem Bravado, Kurt Stallion, and Sean Maluda. Sean Maluda was a part of the Cruiserweight Classic, wasn't he? 3 years ago? I believe he was. We'll go with that. This match was a kick-ass spot fest, but it still had good psychology. The work was very, very clean. In my opinion, Kurt Stallion had the best work of the bunch. Thought his offense was cleaner and crisper than everyone else's. Good selling. Everyone was on point, though. This was an excellent match. The crowd fucking loved this. This was a killer match. Super enjoyable. Big, big fan. I like all four of these guys. Harlem Bravado. No, Harlem Bravado, too. Everyone looks good in this match. And I think the only folks I had seen in this match before was Sean Maluda. Yeah. Everyone impressed me, though. Really enjoyable. Next, we had Arturo Huas defeating Anthony Henry. Huas is from NXT. This was a really cool match, I thought, with lots of faux shoot style spots and psychology. Henry had talked about having an MMA background and some shoot background too. Huas obviously does. He is a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And if commentary is to believe, some other styles as well. So, but you never really know. Like, I buy the black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Like, that makes sense to me. but you never know with how much more they sprinkle on. But really interesting match. And Henry obviously had some shoot background as well, like I said. So they worked a match in the shoot style, which was awesome. I really enjoyed it. So the match really worked, and I think benefited from that. There was a flash KO kick from Huas. Kicked him out of nowhere. Henry sold it like he was knocked out. Huas got the pin immediately. And it all made sense. Really, really enjoyed it. The finish worked with the style of the match. Both these guys look good. Huas is best at this style, because it's close to what he's familiar with. And he was on NXT this week as well. And he worked a shoot style match again. So it looks like they're just going to go ahead with this style for him. We'll talk about that more when we get to NXT. But he looked good here. He gets the win over Henry. I believe he has been working with Evolve, and I believe he will continue to work with Evolve going forward. So it's almost like he's not on excursion, but just working with Evolve to get some experience somewhat long-term. So he's getting wins and losses. He's a part of the roster for right now. So it's not like he comes in, you know, jobs twice and goes back to the PC. Next, we had Brandi Lauren over Shotzi Blackheart. Which I thought was the low point of the show. I like Shotzi Blackheart. Just wasn't a great match. Work was a little sloppy. The Tope Suicida into the stack of chairs I thought was cool and creative. But besides that, nothing really stood out. Brandi Lauren, the heel, gets the win. She did have a smart strategy to begin. She had a fellow wrestler come out, and this was a no DQ match, by the way. She had a fellow wrestler come out and attack Blackheart the moment the bell rang. So she had the advantage right away. You know, maybe I'd go with the next match as the low point. These two matches back to back combined were the low part of the show. I don't know which segment I'd put lower, but we had Baba Tunde defeating Colby Carino. It's a short match. It was fine. Nothing special. Literally all I wrote in my notes for this match is short, comma, fine. Like, I had no opinion on this match. Next, this leads us right in to the tag team title match, because the Unwanted come out and started cutting a promo on Baba Tunde, because Carino is part of the Unwanted. So Eddie Kingston, one half the tag team champions, comes out and starts cutting a promo on Baba Tunde. But AR Fox and Leon Ruff, the challengers for the tag titles, jump them, and the tag title match gets underway. This was a kick-ass tag team match, which would have been match of the night if it were not for the match following it, and we'll get to that. Tons of cool spots. Smart psychology, I thought, with certain spots leading into others. Kick-ass match. Everyone looks great. Crowd fucking loved it. This was awesome. Unequivocally, this was awesome. So AR Fox, he's been around the indies for a while now. I'm kind of blown away he's not signed somewhere bigger. Like, you gotta think Impact or Ring of Honor or MLW would have wanted him. You would have think AEW maybe would have, you know, crossed their minds to talk to him. Like, they gotta know who he is. It's just surprising to me, because he is excellent, and he's been around for a spell. So, I don't know. Some of the people that are unsigned right now blows my mind. Like, I see the folks that Ring of Honor and Impact have signed, that AEW has signed, and sometimes I'm astonished at some of the people that aren't. Not gonna get into that again, but Jesus. Next, we have the match of the night, in my opinion. I'm sure a lot of people's opinion as well. Matt Riddle defeating Drew Gulak in a super grapply match. Now, like I said, this is the first Evolve show I've ever seen. This match had a lot of Evolve history to it, so it didn't connect with me on that level. If you are a longtime follower of Evolve, I'm sure this might have meant something to you. But Drew Gulak had started a faction in Evolve called Catchpoint, which I'm sure was shoot style group, and Riddle was a part of it. So this was a catch point match, and they worked it super grapply, and it was awesome. It was fucking awesome. It built well. The work was excellent. If you like technical wrestling, you need to check out this match. This was so great. I loved it so much. Please check it out. Just grapple, grapple, grapple. Riddle got the win over the Cruiserweight Champion. I would imagine no title shot for Riddle, as I'm sure he's over 205 pounds. I would say surprising that they beat a champion, but let's be real, it's a WWE champion, and they really have no problems beating champions in WWE. Although 205 Live is generally immune from that. 205 Live is really kind of booked as its own thing. But I really doubt Riddle will get a title shot. I don't think he's under 205. For that matter, I'm really not sure Drew Gulak's under 205, but sometimes those things are hard to spot. Anyway, match of the night, absolutely excellent. If you like grappling, please check this out. Next, we had a Paul Heyman promo, which was fine. Worked the crowd into believing he was happy to be there. It really seemed like the crowd certainly bought it as a shoot. And, like, he could have been shooting, but, like, I don't know. What's he gonna say? Like, he's a smart guy. He knows how to work. Wants to put over the event he's at. Like, of course he's gonna say the stuff he said. So, ECW chants, all that shit, which is whatever. Long-time listeners know how I feel about ECW. Its legacy is not something I care to honor. But, moving on. In the semi-main, we had Austin Theory defeating JD Drake to both retain his Evolve Championship and win JD Drake's WWN title. This was a very solid match, nothing special before the go-home stretch. But the third act was absolutely excellent. They saved a lot of cool spots for it, and it just ended up working really, really well. The work was fine. It was decent. It was good. Nothing special. But it peaked and climaxed really, really well. And they were very smart about the way they laid it out. So, like I said, two-thirds of the match was fine. But the third act was great. And because you got that great climax, it leaves you feeling like the match was good. So if these guys aren't spectacular workers that can make it feel great throughout, I'm glad they're smart enough to make it peak at the end. Now, this was only the second match I'd ever seen of Austin Theory. The only other one, he was part of a six-man tag in CMLL. So, I don't know how that booking came about, but it was just a one-off booking for him, I think. Just a Friday night six-man, which is really funny. And he worked as a technico there. He worked as a babyface. Or it was here. He's obviously a heel. But he won. He's the double champion, or the unified champion, or whatever they're going to go ahead moving forward with it. I was under the impression they're not going to keep two belts. I was under the impression there's just like one Evolve champion now, that they're just kind of getting away from the WWN title. But we will see. Josh Briggs attacked him afterwards and held up the title, so that's obviously the angle they are going forward. Briggs is good. I don't think Briggs is great. So I'm curious as to how good that match will be. It will be fine at worst. Like, it's not going to be a bad match. I think it'll be fine. But I'm curious as to how good it will be. Austin Theory's a young guy. Handsome guy. Good body. A lot of the stuff Vince McMahon looks for. And he's in the pipeline. And I believe, now that I'm talking about it, I believe that I've heard reports or mentions that he's someone that they're keeping an eye on. Maybe I'm making that up. Don't quote me on that. My memory's a little fuzzy. Next. Get to the main event. Adam Cole defeating Akira Tozawa. Akira Tozawa, I don't know why I said his name so oddly, to retain the NXT Championship. This was a very good match overall, but the heat was kind of boring. Cole's not great at that. He's really not. If he's doing a classic 3X structure match, he's really not great at the heat. But the third act was kick-ass. As usual, I thought the opening was good. I thought the first act was good too. Solid work from these two. It was just kind of like a couple of minutes in the middle of the heat that were just like nothing doing. But besides that, it was a very, very good match. Obviously, Tozawa was amazing, and obviously Cole's good. So, this match wasn't going to suck. It's the main event of the show. They're going to work hard on it. Johnny Gargano came out afterwards and attacked Cole, further that feud, and on NXT this week, they furthered it. So we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. I think it's interesting that two of the last three matches were all WWE guys. And I don't know if that's WWE wanting to put a little bit of star power on the show to counteract Fight for the Fallen. Now, in Evolve's defense, the four WWE guys that were on the show were all former Evolve guys, to the best of my understanding. So, and Johnny Gargano was as well, which I'm sure is part of the reason why he came out and attacked afterwards, because he got the goodbye promo instead of Cole, because I'm sure they wanted a babyface to do it, which makes all the sense in the world. So I don't know if it's that, like, Evolve can't draw without the WWE NXT guys now, or if it's because they're Evolve graduates, quote-unquote. I don't want to say that. I take that phrasing back. Because they are formerly of Evolve, we'll go with that. That it still works for them to be in. And, you know, they have a little more star power because of the WWE, so it doesn't hurt. I don't know the angle on that, but it's what happened. Overall, thumbs up show. I thought the work was good. There were two matches that were fine. Everything else was good or great. So, obviously, thumbs up show for me on Evolve. I probably won't watch another Evolve show until it's on the network. Obviously, I like this show, but there's so much wrestling out there as is. I don't feel like forking over any more money for Evolve, which is a good product from what I hear. But, like, let's be real, this was going to be their best foot forward. So, good show from Evolve. Good on them. And interesting move by WWE. Their first counterattack in what I'm sure will be many more to come against AEW. Crazy ass weekend. I have officially caught up on reviewing all the weekend shows. Like, Evolve was the last weekend show to review. Like, Jesus. It's Wednesday night my time. So much fucking wrestling happened this past weekend.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey everyone, just want to take a second to tell you about one of our new sponsors, Outbreak Nutrition. Outbreak Nutrition are creating supplements for survival, sharper minds, quicker reflexes, all the energy you need to take your performance to the next level, whether that be on the field, in the gym, on the gaming field. That's right, they have specifically designed gaming supplements as well to help you focus on those late night sessions. They even sell coffee, you guys, at Outbreak Nutrition. You can get coffee pods, you can get coffee beans, you can get supplements for the bedroom as well if you want to enhance your performance there. These are performance enhancing supplements for every aspect of your life, specifically designed by gamers for gamers to stay fit and healthy in the gym, to stay sharp and focused on the game, and to dominate in all areas of life. So check out outbreaknutrition.com. And for being a listener of our podcast, they will give you 10% off your order when you enter the code B+. That is B-P-L-U-S at checkout. So make sure if you want to stay on top of your game, if you want to take your performance to the next level, outbreaknutrition.com. Enter the code B+ at checkout. Hey guys, just a reminder, if you want to hear all of these wonderful B+ podcast episodes completely ad-free, make sure you head over to Patreon or Podbean, where we are the featured podcast this week. You can subscribe for as little as $1 a month, up to $10 a month, where anything you want to help us with, it really helps out. It's going to help us grow the site, it's going to help us redesign some things, and everything that we get through this and through the advertising as well is all going straight back into the podcast so that we can get Aussie Graps out there for the rest of the world to hear about, for the rest of the world to see, so we can grow this mission of watch global, support local, and build indie wrestling. So if you want to be a part of that and get some really cool rewards like call-in shows, bonus episodes, ad-free like I mentioned, then head over to patreon.com/theB+ and subscribe today.
Anyway, let's move on to the other WWE Network brands. We had 205 Live from Tuesday, July the 16th. Opening match, Akira Tozawa defeating Samir Singh. Literally nothing to say on this match. It was fine, I guess. Nothing new to say that I haven't already said about the Bollywood Boys, aka the Singh Brothers, that I haven't already said. Last week, Sunil Singh lost to Brian Kendrick. This week, Samir lost to Akira Tozawa. Kendrick made the save last week. Tozawa made the save this week. Oh, I'm sorry, other way around. Tozawa made the save last week. Kendrick made the save this week. Either way, last week and this week were inverses of each other, obviously leading to a tag match upcoming. I don't know if it's next week or the week after. Probably the week after, based on the way 205 Live generally does their booking. But that match will be fine, because I think the things are technically fine. Kendrick and Cesaro are good, but I just feel like with the gimmick the Singh's espouse right now, it's going to weigh it down. It's going to weigh it down. So, that was the opening contest. Nothing too much to say about that. Next, we had Mike Kanellis wins a squash. That was fine. Drake Kendrick came out. They cut a promo on each other. Kanellis insulting his manhood. Because in 2019, when someone says a real man stands up for himself, that's not ignorant, out of touch, or sexist at all. Either way, I did not care about the segment. I did not care to see these two wrestle. Zero interest whatsoever. I have talked many a times on my feelings on Mike Kanellis. I don't care. I'm sure he's a good person. I want his personal life to go well. He seems like a good dad. He seems like a good husband. I don't care about his wrestling character. His wrestling ability does not impress me. I don't care to watch him. Like, I don't. Please go to Raw or SmackDown, which I don't watch, so I don't have to watch you. Nothing against you personally, Mike. I'm sure you're a good dude. I just don't like you as a wrestler. Main event. Chad Gable, finally! Fucking back on 205 Live. Getting his rematch with Jack Gallagher. This was everything you had hoped for. It was a kick-ass match. Kick-ass? Jesus, kick-ass match. Tons of grapply. Built exquisitely. Because it was so grapply to start, it was very easy to pull off some bigger stuff later in the match, which they did smartly and eloquently, I might add. Climax and peaked perfectly. All the top rope moves were in the third act, so they shift into a different gear as Quackenbush would say. God, Quackenbush's name slipped me for a second. I was trying to think of Mike Quackenbush's name. Quackenbush had talked about shifting gears in a wrestling match, and one of those things was you can save all your top rope moves for the third act. It's definitely a gear shift when that happens. So smart on those guys. Well worked, well thought out, well laid out. Chaos Theory suplex for the finish. Gable gets a clean win. They did tease the countout spot again. Gable hit the German on the outside, just like last time when it was a countout, but this time he grabbed him and threw him inside the ring. So they could get the pin. Good, strong win for Gable. Now, this was his first time back since that countout match 3 weeks ago. So what the hell is next for Chad Gable? Is he on 205 Live? Is this just a one-off feud? I sure hope not, because he beat Gallagher. If he's not coming back to 205 Live, he should have lost. I hope to God he's on 205 Live, because he's excellent. He'll have some good blokes to work with. Drew Gulak. Tony Nese. They took all the other ones up to the main roster and don't use them, so that breaks my heart. But he's someone you can build 205 Live around, who'd be an excellent champion. Him and Gulak would have excellent title matches. So we'll see where it goes. I'd like to see him get the Cruiserweight title by Royal Rumble. But we'll see. I trust this company with so little. Moving on to NXT from Wednesday, July the 17th. We had Matt Riddle defeating Arturo Huas in the opener. Both these guys were on the Evolve show. Another reason why it makes sense to just review Evolve with the network brands this week. This also was an awesome MMA style fight. Again, Huas has that cheat background, that jiu-jitsu background. Riddle was an MMA fighter. So they worked a match like that. And it was awesome. I loved it. It was so cool. And it looks like they are really leaning into Huas shoot background, and that's just going to be a style. Like, and the crowds, like, if they don't like the technical wrestling, they're going to have to adjust to Huas. Or I guess they could turn on him and he just, you know, never goes anywhere. That's always a possibility. But it looks like they're going into it and they're not going to try to pro wrestling it up. And he's just going to be a shoot style guy, which I think is cool. I enjoy that. I like that. So I really enjoyed this match. Riddle gets the win. Obviously, he's the guy being pushed. Huas, I believe they are still developing. So it makes all the sense in the world for Riddle to get the win. But Killian Dane showed up afterward and attacked Matt Riddle, which is going to be a cool feud, don't get me wrong. But I don't know how you book it. Because who's going to win the feud? This is Killian Dane's first feud since his return. And Riddle's a guy that they're still, like, low-key pushing. So he needs to be winning feuds and matches. So I don't know who's going to win this thing. And I just trading a win each doesn't sound like a good idea. But I suppose there's a good chance that's what they'll do. We'll wait and see, though. They'll have good matches. Maybe I'll trust him more as it moves along. Next, we had Bronson Reed, formerly known as Jon Arok, defeating Dexter Lumis in the first round of the breakout tournament. Now, I was not a fan of Dexter Lumis. I don't want any more I'm crazy gimmicks. Think those are boring and outplayed and unimaginative. Plus, he looked a little stiff in the ring, which is, if you're not flexible, if you can't move in the ring, I typically don't have a lot of desire to see you. Unless you're incredibly talented and smart like Walter, who is actually pretty flexible and movable in the ring. He was a bad example. He can move on the ring. Reed's obviously great, because I like Jon Arok. Big fan of Jon Arok. Very good in the indies. Now, Rock looked fine in this match. I don't think he looked exceptional in this match. So, if this was the only thing I had seen of Jon Arok, I'd like him, but I wouldn't be head over heels for him. Next, we had Forgotten Sons confronting Tyler Breeze. The fuck is he gonna do feuding with them? God, I hope that's not boring. Next, we had Kushida defeating Apollo Crews. In an awesome match. Lots of flips and strikes. Everything was crisp, but the crowd was into everything. This was a kick-ass match. So much fun. Both these guys are very good. There's no way this match was going to suck. They were given a decent amount of time to, not like a ton of time, like it wasn't 25 minutes, but they were given a good amount of time to work, and they took advantage of it. Awesome, awesome match. Is Cruz in NXT now? I honestly kind of hope so, because when he gets to cut loose a little bit, and he's in front of a crowd that appreciates him, he has killer matches. Using both his athleticism and his power, which is his gimmick. So it works. But I guess I don't know. I'm under the impression it's a one-off, because they publicized it as he's from SmackDown Live or Raw or wherever the fuck he's on. So I would assume it's a one-off. Damn, that's a bummer. Keith Lee cut a promo. He is definitely turning heel. And then in the quote-unquote main event, we had the Johnny Gargano-Adam Cole brawl, which was fine. I mean, it was a brawl. It was a wrestling brawl. So, didn't suck. Also, it's not going to get me more excited for the match. Released on WWE.com, by the way, was William Regal saying that they are rematching for the NXT title at TakeOver Toronto. And it will be a three stages of hell match. Although that's not what he called it. He said it'll be a 2 out of 3 falls match with stipulations. So I wonder if they're getting away from that name, three stages of hell. He said Johnny Gargano will pick a fall. Adam Cole will pick a fall. And if a third fall is needed, which let's be real, it of course will be, William Regal will pick the third step. So that'll be very interesting. I'm very curious to see what everyone picks. And how the match goes. I was really hoping for an Iron Man match. That's what I wanted. I felt like that had fit the feud better. Because the first two matches were way more about, like, who's the better wrestler? Who can beat the other man? It wasn't personal stuff. It wasn't a blood feud. It wasn't a grudge match. It was just about who's better. And I thought an Iron Man man would have, a 60-minute Iron Man match would have best solved that. Because they'd already done a 2 out of 3 falls match. So I'm like, it's different. But it's still about who's the better wrestler. Because DQs and countouts still apply. But then they played it up that, oh, Gargano's pissed that Cole went to Cleveland and insulted his family, insulted his training grounds. So, I guess it got personal then. That's not what I was hoping for out of this. I still wanted to be about the wrestling. And of course it wasn't. So that was NXT. Moving on to NXT UK. In the opener, we had Fabian Aichner and Marcel Bartel defeating T-Bone and Huxley. This was fine. It wasn't about a quality match. Just getting a win for the Imperium boys, which makes sense. They're pushed guys. Pushed guys get wins. A-OK with that booking. And T-Bone and Huxley are not, so them jobbing means nothing. Next, we had Ginny defeating Zio Brookside with help from Jazzy Gobert. Again, not about the quality of match, just on getting Ginny and Jazzy over. They are playing up that Ginny can't really win without Jazzy. And so again, Jazzy tripped Zaya when she hit the ropes, leading to Jenny getting the win. So I'm assuming, so obviously this match was just further the heel act of Jenny and Jazzy. And I'm assuming they're going to split up Jenny and Jazzy at some point down the road, with Jazzy overcoming Jenny. I just don't know how soon that'll be, because they're kind of teasing the angle kind of heavier right now, but they haven't teased like any friction between them. So I'm curious as to how long this will take to play out. Promos and segments about Toni Storm and Kaylee Ray. It was announced that that title match will take place at NXT UK TakeOver Cardiff, which is an insanely long name for a wrestling show. Walter versus Trent Seven will take place next week, as will Noam Dar versus Kenny Williams. I look forward to both those matches. So while this week of NXT UK was very down, it looks like next week is going to be awesome. And then in the main event, it was Mark Andrews versus Cassius Ohno. Yeah, another sign that this is a down week. That's your main event? Like, I like both these wrestlers a lot. It's just kind of a lame main event. Mark Andrews defeated Cassius Ohno with a victory roll. He used a wrestling move to pin the wrestling genius, who had so far been undefeated in NXT UK. So this was kind of the payoff of Cassius Ohno's story. Like, obviously Ohno will come back and want a rematch, but like, is this the payoff? Like, is this the payoff? It's kind of lame. I hope it's not. I hope they pivot into something cool, but just kind of like this, it's kind of felt like the payoff. It was weird. Mark Andrews also showed some good fire in the match. He's a good babyface. He demonstrated it here. No surprise there. Good on him. So the Chad Gable, Jack Gallagher match was awesome. Matt Riddle, Arturo Huas was awesome. Kushida, Apollo Crews was awesome. Everything else was just fine. Which I guess makes it a thumbs up week for the network brands. Because you have three kick-ass matches and everything else is fine. Nothing sucks. You know. Thumbs up week. Thumbs up week. And obviously the Evolve show was awesome. I wasn't including that in the episodes. Anyway. That is your WWE Network Wrestling for the week. Evolve 131, 205 Live, NXT, NXT UK. This has been the Wrestling Landscape Podcast. I am your host, Lance Clarkson. Thank you so much for listening. And take care.